Indiana counties can no longer reject a voter's absentee mail-in ballot because an official says their signature doesn't match, without giving the voter a chance to fix it. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's what a federal judge ruled Thursday.
Indiana law requires county election boards to check a voter's signature on their mail-in ballot against their ballot application. If those boards, typically made up of the county clerk and a member of each major political party, don't unanimously agree that the signatures match, the ballot is thrown out, and counties are not required to ever tell the voter their ballot was rejected. A group of voters whose ballots were unfairly rejected in 2018 filed a lawsuit. They argued the law violates their constitutional rights, and a federal judge agrees. Judge Sarah Evans Barker writes that from now on, including the 2020 general election, counties must contact absentee voters when they think their signatures don't match and give them a chance to prove they're properly voting. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.